Good morning. To give you some background, in Texas, we began allowing exemptions from school and child care required immunizations starting in 2003. And in Texas, a CO includes for reasons of conscience and religious beliefs. And in 2013, Texas reported the highest number of pertussis cases since 1959, which was almost 4,000, and the majority of these cases were children. Numerous studies have shown that children with exemptions are at increased risk for vaccine-preventable diseases. And in addition, incidence of vaccine-preventable diseases in vaccinated children has been associated with exemptions or exemptors within the community. Conscientious exemptions have steadily increased from 2003. This graph shows the number of exemptions reported at schools in kindergarten and through 12th graders. And in 2007, we changed the method for requesting exemption, and we now allow online requests, which we've seen kind of a more of an increase since then. Based on the alarming number of pertussis cases in Texas and the increases that we're seeing in exemptions, we wanted to see if there's any association between the pertussis cases in children and the number of individuals who request exemptions at the zip code level, which is the only thing that we're allowed to collect for requests. Sorry. To do this, we took pertussis cases reported in children and the number of individuals who requested a CO by zip and linked this to census data in order to calculate incidence rate and a CO rate for each zip code. We used SAS to calculate Spearman rank correlation coefficients and used ArcGIS to perform hotspot analysis. Hotspot analysis tells you where features cluster spatially. In this map, we have three statistically significant hotspots at the statewide level, and these are in the Austin Hill Country area, Dallas-Fort Worth area, and then the Houston area. And the table shows the results of our analysis using SAS, the correlation coefficients for the number of individuals who request an exemption, and the number of pertussis cases was 0.44 in 2011, and then 2013 it was 0.64. You can also see the increases in pertussis disease within the same time period. So for 2011, 754 cases in children, and then in 2013, 3,250. In conclusion, the results indicate that at the zip code level, there is an association between pertussis disease and individuals for whom an exemption was requested. We have shared the results with our stakeholders, including local health departments. The local health departments have used the exemption request data at the zip code level and have used it for targeted interventions, which include increased monitoring of school and child care immunization compliance, and also provider and parent education. Thank you.